Certainly an exciting day for the Edmonton Oilers to acquire Duncan Keith.
Just felt like the Edmonton Oilers right now, it was a good fit, a great fit. Excited to start this new chapter of my career and try to win a cup in Edmonton.
It's always been my goal to be able to stay in Edmonton, and it's just what I've wanted. I've loved my time in Edmonton so far. The team is progressing the way we want it to, and I want to be a part of that. And obviously, the biggest reason I want to stay is I want to win at Edmonton.
Here's McCabe, all the way, scores!
Well, hello, hello. Welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast for this Wednesday, October 20th. I'm your host, Hernan Salas from TSN 1260, the Two Guys in a Goalie podcast. Hit me up on Twitter at HernanTheMan and at Locked On Oilers. Keep those downloads coming. You guys are killing it this week. Thank you for the support. Truly appreciate it. Let's get to it. What are we going to talk about? How about the Oilers starting the season 3-0? A 6-5 win last night against the Anaheim Ducks. It was 80s night at Rogers Place as defense and goaltending was not very good, but the Oilers find a way. And I'll tell you this, if you were here at TSN 1260 working in the and watching the inbox, you'd feel like the Oilers are 0-3 to start. A lot of criticism on certain players and all that. So we're back into the full swing of things here in the Edmonton Oilers. They're 3-0 to start. Draisaitl, McDavid tied for the leading point scorers in the NHL with Kopitar. That's a good sign. We saw a lot of different things last night. And I'll tell you something, that Ducks team, they're pretty impressive. I saw the game against Calgary. I saw the game yesterday, and they got some young, talented guys mixed with some solid vets. So we'll see how they trend. I mean, not a bad start for them, but all in all, I mean, you got to be pretty impressed with the effort they gave yesterday. And let's get right to it. How about we start with the good from last night's 6-5 win? For me, Evan Bouchard, 20-plus minutes. He scored the winning goal on kind of a weird, fluky, lucky goal. Hey, one that stole our we all know he wants that one back. It was just a weird goal, but he put the puck on net and stuff can happen. He was also bumped up to the top pair and didn't look out of place. I thought Evan Bouchard was really good. He was +2, and four out of the six defensemen were all in the minus category. We had one at zero, which was Darnell Nurse. He was just even, and then Evan Bouchard +2. He was really, really good last night. Mikko Koskinen came in and was good, stopping 19 of 20 shots. He didn't look uncomfortable. He didn't look nervous in there, so good on Mikko to come in there. Now he's going to be counted on here depending on what happens with Mike Smith. No news on him as of yet, but we do know the coach did say it is day-to-day. Special teams remain solid, 2-for-6 on the power play. How about Jesse drawing two penalties on the same shift, give the order a 5-on-3. Draisaitl was able to find the net on that one, and 1-for-1 on the PK, and the second unit scored. How about that? Oh man, when's the last time the second unit on the Oilers power play scored? So good on Cassie in there, and good on everybody on that unit for the goal. Third line was the best line last night in my eyes. They brought it every shift. Cassian with two goals looks like his old self. He's mucking it up, he's producing, and I really like that line with Derek Ryan, Warren Fogle. They definitely, for me, were the best line last night. And Keith and CeCe, so far so good in three games in. I was really concerned going into the season, but they've been good, so I have no complaints there. Let's head over, and the good, they won the damn game, and they're 3-0, so stop complaining. The bad, too many shots again. 36 shots by the Anaheim Ducks. The Oilers got a lead. I should look into this, but they're giving up a ton of shots, a ton. 40-plus in the first two, 35-plus in the third game. They gotta clean that up. Now, and not every shot is dangerous or a high scoring chance, we get that, but still, you can't be successful if you're giving up that many shots. The second line for me struggled. They got scored on three times. The first three Anaheim goals, Nuge screwed up the first one. Let's just call it how it is. He went to Duncan Keith's guy on the right side of the boards, leaving a 2-on-1 that CeCe, he was just caught in no man's land there. So That line struggled. Yamamoto struggled again. He was demoted eventually to the fourth line. He needs to pick it up. I'm not ready to give up on him in three games. Not like many people at our inbox or on social media calling for this guy to be out of line or traded or whatever ridiculous thing. But no, I agree. He has to pick it up, but it's your three games in. So let's maybe see what happens here moving forward. But Yamamoto, demoted. Tyson Berry, bad. I think it's his second bad game out of three. He was walked by Sam Steele, the local kid on Steele's second goal. He was demoted to the third pair. Continued to play on the power play, though. The big one, Mike Smith got hurt. He wasn't very good either. Stopped 11 of 15 shots. Gave up four goals. The coach said after the game, he's day-to-day. We'll wait to hear if Skinner gets called up. I'm pretty sure we have to hear that news today or tomorrow. No, they're close. He's in Baco. They're going to Arizona, so it's not like they need a couple days here for him to travel and all that, but this is going to be interesting to see. Hopefully, he's not too banged up, but he left the game after the fourth goal. Skinner's been good. I mean, he's at a 1.50 goals against, 9.46 save percentage in two games down in Baco. He's 2-0. And in the preseason, we talked about it. We said he looked calm in the net, so I don't know what that means. I don't want to sell you BS and be like, he's ready, because I don't know that. I mean, preseason's preseason, and we saw him one game last year, and he looked shaky. He gave up, what, 5-6 goals in that win over the Senators? So, I mean, depending on how severe the Mike Smith injury is, we're probably going to see Skinner here, and now it's time for Mikko Koskinen. And in the bad, Slater Kukkonen only over 8 minutes. Like, what's going on here? So, it's not, I mean, is he playing that bad, or is it special teams, or is the coach just not have a lot of faith in him? But over 8 minutes, that's it for Slater Cuckoo. A little worrisome. But hey, listen, the Oilers are 3-0, people, and we need to pump the brakes on criticizing everything. Like, we got at least 10 texts today saying Darnell Nurse has been terrible. Okay, maybe he hasn't been great, but he's not terrible. I think he's been solid. He's playing a ton of minutes. He played 27 minutes last night, 7 more than any other defenseman. Like, come on, people. We're just nitpicking now. They're 3-0. And you know what the positive is? They haven't played their best game yet. That's a huge positive. Imagine when they get going here. Ugh, this team is going to be scary. Now, I'm a little concerned about the goaltending, especially if you have to go with Koskinen and Skinner. And that is your question. How confident are you if Mike Smith has to miss some time here in the duo of Koskinen and Skinner? Let's rate it on a scale of 1 to 10. 10 being the most confident. 1 being like, oh, God, I'm terrified. So let me know. At HernandoMan and at Locked On Oilers on Twitter. Well, we just broke down the game. The Oilers 6-5 win over the Ducks. They're 3-0. They went 2-for-6 on the power play. They killed the only power play the Anaheim Ducks had. Cassian, 2 goals. Draisaitl, 4 points. Evan Bouchard scored the winner. And Yamo and Tyson Berry got demoted. Perlini got bumped up to the second line. And Mr. Bouchard, like I said earlier, was playing with Darnell Nurse. So we'll see what happens. They are traveling today, so we're not going to get a lot of news from the Edmonton Oilers. It's a travel day as they head to Arizona on Thursday, Vegas on Friday, and then they're not back in action until Wednesday, so they get a nice little break there after this two-game road trip. But coming up next, we're going to talk about some questions and changes for this Edmonton Oilers team ahead of their two-game road trip. This is the Locked On Oilers podcast with Hernan Salas. Did you know that Built Bar has so many delicious flavors? There's something for everyone. When you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their faves. If you haven't tried all the flavors, you can get a mix box where you'll get 2 of each of the 9 flavors. Not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, but they're healthy too. Order today and get the grasshopper cookie or raspberry or whatever you like. Go to built.com and use promo code grasshopper15 and you'll get 15% off your order. Use promo code grasshopper15 for 15% off at built.com. Back here on the Locked On Oilers podcast, I forgot to mention, I got too excited to talk about last night's win, that Dave Tippett, will hear some post-game remarks from him following last night's win. That's coming up in the third segment. Third segment, we'll also look at the NHL schedule and some news and notes from around the NHL and a couple of struggling teams. Whew, man, yeah, that's going to be interesting to track. But like I said, Oilers now head out on a 2-game road trip, Thursday in Arizona, Friday in Vegas. What would you change? Is it time to change that top 6? What would you like? I'll say this. I think for tomorrow, why not just flip Hyman and Draisaitl? See what Draisaitl, Nugent, Yamamoto can do. That second line hasn't been bad with Hyman, Nugent, Yamamoto. They haven't, but they're not producing. They have no goals 5-on-5, and they leaked last night. They gave up 3. So not a good sign. I thought Hyman played all right, though. He drove the net, drew a penalty. I love that part of his game that he's just always going to the net. Nuge set up the first goal, kind of bounced back after, you know, his blunder led to the Anaheim goal, but they're not producing. And I know it's only three games in, but why not? Give it a shot and then just go with Hyman, with McDavid and Puljujärvi. Your third line remains intact and your fourth line remains intact. You don't have to do much here. And in game, if you're struggling against this Arizona Coyotes team, who's awful, I mean, I'm a little concerned. Trap game, maybe. You saw what St. Louis did to them, but this team's eventually going to win. So, and the Oilers are kind of prone to laying an egg, and maybe yesterday they went in a little too confident, feeling good about themselves, and maybe they're going to feel that way on Thursday. Let's hope not. Let's hope this team's turned that corner where they don't feel that way anymore and start feeling good about themselves, where they come and they beat the teams that they should beat, like the Arizona Coyotes. So what would you do? Is it as simple as that? I know some people want to move Cassian up to the second line, and I say, why? I don't get that. Why? That third line has been your best line. Why would you switch that up? So do you want to see Perlini maybe and keep the top line intact? Perlini with Nuge and Hyman? I know some people were suggesting last night on the postgame show Tyler Benson. I don't see why you would go there. There's Colton Sevier too. Like, someone's going to get a bump here, so we'll see. Or he might just stay with the same lineups. It is Dave Tippett. He sticks to his guns sometimes more than we would like, but at the end, he's the head coach. He's the head guy in charge, so we'll see what happens. But I like to see Hyman with McDavid and Puljujärvi and see what they have. Go back to the dry line, and then your bottom six remains the same. So you let me know. What would you do for tomorrow's game? Because I'm pretty sure we're going to see some changes. I don't see Yamamoto coming out of lineup. I don't think that's realistic at this point. Will he split up the big two is the big question tomorrow. And what about that third line? Sorry, what about the D-core? I mean, are you going to leave Bouchard with Nurse three games in? Is that ideal? Are you going to give Barry a bounce back? Because if not, I know LT said it on his show today, like, why not just keep Bouchard up there, who looked really good with Nurse? Keep your second pairing together, who's been surprisingly good and efficient, in Keith and CeCe. And how about we go Russell Barry? I don't mind that. Like, two veteran guys, one stay at home, one more offensive. Because Slater Kukov, you're going to play just over 8 minutes, might as well play Chris Russell. So for me, I don't know. Like, Bouchard didn't look out of place, but do you want to go to that this early in the season? So I do think Barry, I wouldn't be opposed to Bouchard starting on top pair. That's fine with me. I like, and if Russell and Barry are together, I don't mind that either. But I do think, this is what my gut's telling me, that Barry's going to get another shot on that top pair, and it's going to be Russell and Bouchard on the third pair. That's just me. I don't know. I'm usually wrong, so we'll see what happens in that case. And Mikko Koskinen, and listen, if Mike Smith, we don't know if he's going to miss any time or whatever. Like, nothing coming from the Edmonton Oilers, nothing on the socials just yet. So what do we have to plan for here is that Mikko Koskinen might be the number one guy here going forward with Skinner backing up, if Mike Smith's out for significant time. And no more excuses for Mikko Koskinen. And last year at the start, oh, he's playing too much. And then it's, well, he's not playing enough. Well, which one is it? It can't be both. Like, can't have it both ways. You can't complain because he plays too much, and then you can't complain because he's not playing enough. So listen, you want to make a mark on this team, then play well. And yes, you're gonna have nights off, and the team is as well. You're gonna lose games, but as long as you see a consistency from Mikko Koskinen and not letting in the first or the second shot on it regularly, I think you're gonna be fine. If he gives his team a chance to win every night, I think fans are gonna be okay with that. But no more excuses. No more excuses for this guy. You're gonna get relied on here. Go out there and win some games. Steal one. When's the last time Mikko Koskinen stole a game? So listen, I want him to do well, but I'm done with the excuses for this guy. If it says numbers up here with Mike Smith being out, then go out there and show what you have. And prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. Stick it to me, like a lot of players have in this town with their play when I'm a little bit down on them. And I'm not down on Koskinen. I just think Koskinen is a backup goalie. I don't think he's a number one. So are my expectations enormous for him if he has to take over the starters then? No, because I know what kind of goalie he is. I've watched him for the last 3-4 years. But surprise me. Play better. Do what Mike Smith did last year in the first 2 games this year. And I think they'll be okay. What's Skinner going to do? I have no idea. Skinner's such a wild card, and we don't even know if he's getting called up. But if he is, obviously he's the call up, but I don't know, like, how much are you going to trust him between the pipes in a game where points count? I don't know. And hopefully for him, he does well too, because like I said, he looked calm. He looked a little bit more savvy between the pipes in the preseason. Will that lead into the regular season? Who knows? But he's off to a good start in the AHL for the Condors. So we'll wait and see. Hopefully we get some news before this podcast wraps up today. If they are going to call up Skinner and see what the timetable is for Mike Smith. So what would you do with the forward group, especially your top six? Who are you playing? Are you switching anything up? How about the decor? Bouchard, Barry, who are you going with Nurse, and then Mikko Koskinen? And do you agree with me? No more excuses. Just play well. Just play well. All right, guys, coming up next, we'll get to some NHL news and the schedule, and we'll also hear from Dave Tippett as he met with the media last night following their 6-5 win. This is the Locked On Oilers podcast with Hernan Salas. We're back and better than ever. A new web interface for the start of the basketball season and more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the basketball and football action this season. Head to our new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. Last segment here, let's get to your schedule for today. Only two games, a light one. Light one. I did hit on the prop bet for Draisaitl. I think I had it at 3 points, so made a little bit of cash on that one. But tonight, light night, Philadelphia Flyers take on the Boston Bruins. Swayman and Martin Jones are your goaltenders there. And the Blues are on the road to take on the Vegas Golden Knights. As far as NHL news, the Flames place Glenn Gaudin on waivers and the Canucks' Nick Petan cleared. Habs defenseman Joel Edmondson to take a leave due to some family matters there. So things just keep getting a little more dicey for the Montreal Canadiens, who lost again, are 0-4 on the season and have only scored 3 goals so far. So tough one there. How about the Chicago Blackhawks, too? Like, which team's in bigger trouble? Both teams struggling mightily. The Jets up 5-3 yesterday after losing their first two games, and they can't hold on and then lose in overtime. They're winless on the season, and many had them. Now it's early, I know, but some early struggles for them. And Vancouver now lost to Detroit, lost to Buffalo, so some teams struggling out of the gates here. But who's in bigger trouble, Chicago or the Montreal Canadiens? Man, oof. Well, probably say Montreal because they're missing some key players. Where Chicago has everyone, so. You're hoping they can turn it around eventually with PK and Jonathan Toews, Marc-Andre Fleury, Seth Jones, and we'll see how that turns out. But not much else going on. I mean, ex-Senators Artem Anisimov signs a 1-year deal in the KHL, and that is about it. Toronto Raptors kick off their season today, 5:30 on TSN if you're interested in watching the new-look Toronto Raptors. But that's it. Going around the NHL, and nothing yet on Mike Smith or a possible call-up here for your Edmonton Oilers. But let's get to some post-game audio from last night, and here's Dave Tippett. Just his thoughts on a kind of a wild and weird game last night.
There's ebbs and flows of games. There's things you do well, things you got to clean up. But in the end, I'm glad we found a way to win. It was kind of a sloppy game that we find a way to capitalize on a couple chances. We drew some penalties. We can't all be masterpieces. They can't all be things that coach walks out and say, oh boy, that was great. It was good. We found a way to get 2 points. That's a good thing going on the road.
Zach Cassian was a force last night, scoring 2 goals, 1 on the power play on the second unit, and he just looks like his old self 3 games in. Good on Zach Cassian. I wasn't buying that he needs fans to be returned to form, but it's, again, I'm wrong. It looks like the fans are a big part of his game because he's playing really, really well. And how about that line with Derek Ryan, Warren Fogle? They've been excellent. So here's the coach on Cass and that third line.
That line's been good again. They were good again. Zach's getting rewarded with a little bit of power play time there at the end, and he's around the net. The line has been real good. Been really good for us. So going on the road, hopefully they can continue that.
You know, we've been talking a lot about the goaltending and the status of Mike Smith, and here is the head coach following the game just on a quick update on his goaltender.
I think it's going to be day-to-day. Just tweak something that he didn't want to hurt any worse, so lower body injury day-to-day would be, and we'll see where he is tomorrow. But, you know, we got back-to-back coming up. We'll see what happens tomorrow. He's going to see a doctor in the morning, I think, just to check things out.
Yeah, let's knock on wood that it's not anything long-term, Mike Smith. Yeah, he wasn't very good last night, but in the first two games, he was solid and excellent. I think this team's better when he's your go-to guy, so we'll see what happens there. Another guy that's really impressing, and he impressed last night, scoring the winning goal as well on a weird, fluky, lucky goal there on Anthony Stolarz. But here's Dave Tippett on just what he's seeing from his young defenseman.
A solid player, smart player, reads situations well, usually executes pretty well, calm with the puck, engaged in the physical battles, which is the biggest part of his maturity is his game. Is he's not running anybody over. He's just using his body well, using body position to box people out, things like that. To hold pucks, he's a good player.
One last one here. Mikko came in to replace Mike Smith, who had given up four goals but also suffered an injury. And he was solid. He gave up one late there with the goaltender pull to cut it down to 6-5. But I thought Mikko looked pretty good. And you're probably going to see him tomorrow night start. So here's Dave Tippett on just his thoughts on how Mikko Koskinen looked coming in relief.
Solid. Really solid. Yeah, really solid. Moving well. Made some good saves for us. Couple in tight there were good, so good start for him.
That was Dave Tippett last night meeting with the media. As he just a few questions there, some updates and all that fun stuff. No media today, no audio as the team is traveling to Arizona. So nice and quick podcast here today. But give me your thoughts. What did you think of last night's game? What's something they have to clean up? Also, what changes are you making ahead of this 2-game road trip? Are you changing the top six? Your decor, and just let's have some fun with that. I know I already said it. I'd probably move Hyman and Draisaitl, and that's about it. Keep your bottom six the same, and I'd give Barry another look with Nurse and just bring Russell in for Slater Cuckoo. That's just me. I want to hear from you. Hit me up on Twitter, at HernanTheMan and at LockedOnOilers. I truly appreciate the support. The downloads are just awesome right now. They're higher than they've ever been, so I appreciate it, and I hope you're entertained with my podcast. And tomorrow I'm hoping to have a Coyotes guest on to tee up that game. And we'll see if there is any changes from the head coach, Dave Tippett, and we'll break that all down for you tomorrow. Don't forget to download and subscribe on your favorite apps for all the latest episodes. For the Locked On Oilers podcast and my producer, Juanito, I am Hernan the Man talking Los Petroleros. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. We'll chat tomorrow.